You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Welcome back to 95BFM. Weekly Palestine protests have taken place in Britomart since last October, and an action in support of Palestine with several hundred students took place at the University of Auckland last night. For City Counselling this week, I asked Councillor Shane Henderson for his stance on the Palestine protests, as well as Council's view on the protests more generally. I also asked about the impacts of half-priced public transport for under-25s, which ended on May 1st. Here is that interview. Fantastic. How are you going? That can be the first question. How's the council meeting?
Worker, fantastic. Box of beds.
Yep. Great council meeting today. What's on the agenda?
Well, I'd imagine we're going to talk about rubbish bins. That's what we talk about quite a lot.
I think we've discussed rubbish bins a few times in this segment.
We sure have.
Yes. But what I was going to ask you about the interview today was, are you aware and supportive of the protests happening across Tāmaki Makaurau in support of Palestine?
Yeah, 100%. And, look, I can add, sort of acting my sort of official capacity as Auckland councillor, we respect and support the rights of Aucklanders to peaceful protest. It's a freedom that's enshrined and has, you know, a foundation of our democracy. So, you know, we do feel that way. I feel that, you know, all New Zealanders have the right to freedom of expression and peaceful assembly. And that's under the, obviously, the Bill of Rights, going back to my kind of lawyering days as well. So, I do, just speaking personally, really encourage people to get out there and have their opinions sort of registered as you do in any kind of protest. That's a healthy democracy.
What is the Auckland Council's stance on these protests?
We don't have an official stance, and sort of you got to be very careful to speak when you're talking on behalf of such a large organisation that represents the ratepayer. So, look, I wouldn't want to sort of go off the cuff in that kind of discussion. I think it's kind of best directed toward people a little bit higher up than me.
Given your support, your personal support of the protest for Palestine in general, last night University of Auckland students rallied in support of Palestinians. Do you support Auckland students who are expressing their support for Palestinians?
100%. So what I really do support is students using their sort of time to get out there and protest and make their views known. And, you know, obviously university campuses are a hotbed of student activism across the country and across the world. It's really the place where ideas can sort of be expressed and can sort of be shared and challenged and those kind of things. I think that's a really sort of helpful and healthy academic culture, as well as, obviously, as I said, a democratic one too.
On a different note, we've lost half-price fares for under-25s as of the start of May. How will this impact communities?
Yeah, look, it's going to impact communities hugely. I think it's extremely depressing. I think the bottom line of people's budgets are really going to be hit hard. We're talking about their transport spends in a city where, look, honestly, fares are too high as it is. And we need to take active steps to bring them down. And we also need to take active steps from a climate perspective to encourage people onto our fantastic public transport system that's only getting better and better every year. And so, but that progress stops when we sort of pull out money from budgets and we start to cut things, and this is a classic example of it. We know that when we want to influence behaviour change, we look to our young people and we look to normalise what's normal and what's appropriate to our young people in terms of their travel patterns and stuff like that. You know, these habits start early. And so that's why it was such a good spend. And for it to be cut, I think, is a really backward step.
Is it something you will advocate to be reinstated?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I will advocate for anything that will improve our public transport system in terms of its coverage and its affordability. So absolutely. One of the things that we're looking at in the long-term plan is a $50 fare cap, which that will help out suburbs and more rural areas of Auckland the most, but it will help everybody out where you can plan your budget. You've got no more than $50 you're going to spend a week on your transport. That's going to put money back in the pockets of Aucklanders that are commuting to work on their buses. So that's, I think, a really good example of something we can do on council, but we've always got to be pushing and doing more.
Are half price fares and the exploring of a fare cap a step towards free public transport?
Well, I mean, the jury's out on free public transport versus expanding the coverage of the existing system, right? And I think to take that sort of final last step, you will need to make sure that your coverage is fantastic. And at the moment, there's still far too many parts of Auckland that have inadequate coverage, inadequate service. So we've got to kind of do that as well. At the same time, by world standards, Auckland Transport's public bus fares are way higher than many other Western cities, and it's just not acceptable. It's a very expensive system, in my view, and we need to sort of bring that cost down, but also bring the coverage up. So where you land on that kind of balance, that's kind of different people have different views, but we've got to do both, really.
That was Councillor Shane Henderson on Palestine protests in Tāmaki Makaurau and the impacts on the end of half-price public transport for under-25s.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.